Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is March 2nd, 2019. I have a quick recording I want to do. I was start to do it Sunday, and again, I got sidetracked, as I always do. So this one's going to be on There Are Signs, and you will see them everywhere. So last Saturday, I celebrated my boyfriend's 50th birthday. It was great. Everybody came. We had a wonderful time. And then the next day I went food shopping. And I happened to look at a license plate number. And it said 444. Which is a sign. It's an angel number. 444 means that the angels are all around you. And they're carefully listening to what you say. So be careful what you're listening to. Because it might just happen. So I'll give you an example of that. What does that mean? So I'm just saying, so you had a bad day at work. You go to work and you're like, you know what? I just wish I wasn't working here anymore. I wish I could get a new job. Let's just throw that out there. Then you come home and you think about it. And you're like, you know what? I love my job. Like, okay, that was like just a freak thing that happened. It won't happen again. However, the next day you go back to work and all of a sudden the dynamics change, right? And then you start seeing a job post, and they're asking you to come in for an interview. Honestly, do you want to leave your job? Or were you just mad at that moment, you know? Same thing when you're in a relationship, right? You're like, oh, you know what? If he does one more thing, or she does one more thing, that's it. I'm gone, right? You don't really mean that. You're just mad at that moment, and you're talking out of anger. So anyway, that's what 444 means. So all this week I've been seeing 444. I've been seeing it as far as times. I've been seeing it on accounts. And I've been seeing the license plate. At least two a day, by the way. Surrounding me. Every single day this week. And I got to tell you something. This week, there were days I was so tired, I'm not even sure how I was able to pay attention to this. But it's all of a sudden you look up and I'm like, wow, there's that 444 again. You know, it's just, it happened to be, and I'll tell you, the license plate number happened to be on 93, which I thought was ironic. Because, like, you know, sometimes 93 is in Massachusetts. Sometimes, you know, when you're thinking you're going to see something, it's at a red light or something, you know, because you stopped. I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. And, I just want to say that you got to pay attention to these signs, right? Sometimes if you look to the sky, too, you'll see, like, say you're having a hard day, you're just really tired, you're just struggling to get through the day, and all of a sudden you may look on the ground or maybe look up, and you'll see something in the sky. You may not really understand it, but you'll see it. You'll see, like, something that resembles, say, an angel wing or a heart. Or maybe a face, maybe eyes looking down on you. I don't know. But I'm telling you, you will see something. And by the way, don't forget, if you're walking and all of a sudden you're in an area where you normally wouldn't see this and there's a feather in front of you, trust me, that is an angel close by. I've had many encounters like that. Now, I'm not talking about where there's a bunch of pigeons or, like, you know, a bunch of birds flocking. I mean, I'm serious. Like, there's a path where there or a place you're working where it's just like, okay, where did this come from? You know? Or you might even pick up a book and see, like, your spirit animal constantly, you know? You're like, okay, what's a spirit animal, right? It's an animal that keeps presenting itself through literature, cards, maybe on TV you happen to see a commercial. Maybe somebody gives you a box with an animal on it. I'm telling you, you'll know. Believe me, you'll know what your spirit animal. And at that point, you really should look up. What does this animal mean? I'm going to tell you something really funny. So this year I've been really focusing on sloths, right? They're so cute. I don't know why even. I've never even seen one in real life. But for some reason, since the end of December, that's like been my number one focus. Right? So I bought a calendar this year for myself. Anyway, so I'm thinking, wait, maybe this is my spirit animal, right? Sounds good. all of a sudden you start seeing like TV programs on it, my magazines, my kids' National Geographic magazines has them in it. Like, it's just strange, right? Then somebody gives me a squirrel as a gift, right? Not a real one, a stuffed animal. Then I start seeing them, and I'm like, maybe that's my spirit animal. So I'm not really sure. But I mean, either way, you got to look it up, and you'll see. You'll know what's right and what's wrong. And a lot of times, these are things that are precursors to either what's about to come or what's happening now in your life. And maybe it could be an answer. Maybe it could be a question. I don't know. But look for these signs anyway. On that note, I'm going to leave you. Have a great day. And remember, stay tuned for my podcast. Goodbye.